Yeah, just why Monte Ball among the candidates that were out there at running back?
We liked him. We liked him. No, I mean, he's, you know, a big back with a ton of production in college and has great quickness and a great slashing type style and is always heading north and south. And so you know, we liked him a lot, thought he was could be possibly a three-down guy for us. And so we're thrilled he was available at the bottom of the second.
John, when you pick a running back, especially that high, is it basically saying this guy needs to be a very strong consideration to start and play every, you know, be a three-down back right away?
You know, I think when we look at the way we go through the draft, I think we expect all these guys to contribute. You know, and obviously the earlier you go, the more we think, the more we hope they contribute. So, you know, we thought that Monte would, you know, add a lot to the football team, and so therefore was the reason why we decided to pick him.
With him there now, you got a lot of depth at running back. Obviously that's one of the things you were looking for because – positions we've seen in the NFL, that one really takes a beating, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And but we do. We've got a good set of backs now. So and with Monte coming in, it just adds to that.
For Coach Fox, you know, you've had some big productive backs in the past. How does Monte compare to guys like Jonathan Stewart, Stephen Davis, D'Angelo Williams, Deshaun Foster?
Well, it's hard to make a comparison when a guy hasn't played it down yet, but obviously we felt very good about him. You know, we feel like he has that kind of potential. You know, I think what's great is, and John alluded to it, is we've got, you know, a pretty big stable of guys there. Do remember that we went through a few of them this year, too, throughout a whole NFL season. And, you know, in this game, you know, you bring guys in, you let them compete, and then guys that, you know, play and prepare the best play. So it's a good position to be in, and we think he can, you know, definitely up that up for us.
Hey, John, I think judging from what we've heard from fans, the surprise was Ball over Lacy. Can you give us your thinking there? Was that a close call?
Well, I think it was a close call. There's no question. I mean, you're talking about two great backs. I think the bottom line is we looked at the medical, and it really came down to the medical side, and that's what tilted the scales to Monte, because they're both great backs, with both very productive backs. But when we looked at the medical and going through our medical staff, we just felt Monte was a better choice for us at that spot.
Monte had a cleaner medical, but he also had a lot of carries. Was there concern about the workload, the wear and tear he might have had, 660 carries his last 2 years at Wisconsin?
No.
And really, you know, it's kind of a catch 20. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
I was waiting for that one.
That was pretty good. Did you get the part about the cat?
No, right.
Well, I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think it works the other way. You know, if a guy, a major time, you know, program runs the ball that well and stays healthy, I think that's a good sign, not a bad sign. You know what I mean? I don't think it looks like wear and tear. I think it looks like he can handle the workload.
With Ball being a three-down back, what do you guys think of his blocking ability at this point? And does he have room to grow there?
All young guys do. You know, they don't come in, perfect. And so, you know, he has a lot of work to do, just like a lot of the guys on our team do. And so, you know, we'll coach him up. But we like Monte's upside, what he can do. And, you know, anytime you come in, it's going to be a learning process. And it's a big jump from college ball to the NFL, and so it'll take some time, but really like what he's about, and and Eric Studisville is thrilled to have him, and I'm sure he'll coach him up real well.
I was wondering what you guys saw in Kayvon Webster that with the 90th pick.
Go ahead, John.
I think first and foremost, corner was a position that we thought like we'd want to address. Of course, we staged that through the whole draft, and, you know, we were real happy he got to us, and we had some trade options go up, down. We were very pleased he was there. He's got, he's 5'10 and a half, 195. He's got great short quickness. He's probably one of the faster corners in the draft. He ran sub 4.4. So, you know, we just felt good about his upside and, you know what he put on his evidence on tape.
And he's tough. Yeah. He'll stick his nose in there and run support too.
John Fox, can you talk about, with Monty Ball coming in, what your expectations of Ronnie Hillman and the growth that he's had? You know, he's just 20 years old last year, and he had the hamstring and whatnot, but now the kind of the 1-2 punch they'll provide.
Well, I think, you know, really overall, I think the area offensively we need to improve in the most is probably the run game. You know, in places I've been in the past, it's hard to do with one guy. So, you know, we take the approach of more the merrier. As I alluded to earlier, you know, we did have had a couple injuries last year. You know, it's a tough position, you know, to survive a whole season, especially in this league. So, you know, again, we're going to put them on the field. The guys get a chance to compete, and the guys that perform the best will play. And so we feel good about everybody involved.
With the competition you talked about there, even if it were not for the injuries you've had, do you like to see the way guys react when all of a sudden you bring in someone, even though you look like you had a lot of talent at running back, here's a guy that obviously is trying to get on the field and take their position?
Well, I think, you know, and John would know too. I mean, having played the game for so long, I mean, you know, you do, you know, it's a competitive game. It's a competitive lifestyle year to year. You know, guys have to compete for jobs. So, you know, it'd be best probably ask a player, but, you know, I'm sure at some point it kind of would juice you up a little bit.
What does this do for McGahee and Marino? It'd be a question that I think a lot of fans probably want to know.
Well, I think we'll get through the draft and we'll sit down and look at the offensive board and see what we're going to do there. But, you know, until we get through with the draft, we're not going to do anything. We're going to finish the draft and see how everything falls and then reassess everything, both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, once the draft's over, what we need to get. And, you know, the CFAs are coming up too. So there's still a lot of massaging to do to the roster. We got to get it beefed up to 85 for training camp or 90. And so we'll be in that process once the draft's over.
John Elway, can you talk about the value you see at the pass rushing position on the third day of the draft?
Well, we're always looking for those pass rushes. And I think that, you know, unless you see, and John and I have talked about this quite a bit, that, you know, trying to find those needles in the haystack that, you know, have the upside. A lot of times it's not about, unless you find a great pass rusher like we did 2 years ago in Von Miller, you find those guys as the second pick when they're as refined as he is coming in. And so, you know, to find a great pass rusher, you got to hopefully find that needle in the haystack in the next tomorrow, and then, you know, coach them well, and if you find somebody that has the athletic ability and the upside of where we can coach them into it. So hopefully there's a couple nuggets there tomorrow that we can find one.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.